Welcome back. You're listening to the second half of the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. You're just minutes away from hearing an exclusive interview with Ayaka Kitazawa. But first, let's listen to the song that she's arguably most known for. Here's Ayaka Kitazawa with The Things I Lost With You, as heard in the anime Little Buster's Refrain.
Kitazawa, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
Joining us right now is Miss Ayaka Kitazawa, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Hi, Miss Kitazawa. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
ショーンさん、はじめまして。こんにちは。北澤彩香です。
Sean san. Hello. It's nice to meet you. I'm Ayaka Kitazawa.
If you do not mind, please tell us something about where you were born and where you grew up. Was it in a large city or a small town?
出身は日本の埼玉県。
I'm from Saitama Prefecture, Japan. I grew up in the countryside with lots of rice paddies and farmlands. It took about 2 hours to Tokyo by train.
ところです。
Who are your musical influences?
小さい頃から音楽番組などが好きで。
From a young age, I've always liked music TV programs, and I listened to a lot of J-pop music. From elementary school, I started singing songs of popular artists of the time, like Mr. Children, Utada Hikaru, and SMAP, at karaoke with my family and friends. Then I started harboring this childish dream of singing professionally.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I still like J-pop, and since I made my debut as an anime song singer, I started listening to Ani-san as well. I do, of course, like Western music, and listen to all sorts indiscriminately. One band that's active overseas, 1OK Rock, their music is the polar opposite from mine, but I love them. For Western music, I like Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, and Carole King, to name a few. Recently, I've been listening a lot to singers like Adele, Charlie Puth, and Ariana Grande.
How did you become interested in music? Was it always part of your life growing up?
私の通っていた学校にはそのような部活がなかったので、
When I was in junior high and high school, I wanted to join a chorus or a band, but my schools didn't have those activities. So, to be close to music in whatever form I could find, I was in a wind orchestra for 6 years. There, I picked up the double bass, and soon I became engrossed by the low bass sound, to an extent where I was winning some solo competitions. I hadn't given up becoming a singer, though. So after I graduated from high school, I went to a music vocational school. I received training in areas such as voice training, songwriting, band sessions, music history, and keyboard playing. I started performing and auditioning. I was in an a cappella group at the time, and we participated in an amateur a cappella competition on TV. There, I met Shinji Orito from the company Visual Arts, that produces anime and games. I auditioned and made my debut as an Ani-san singer.
Please, tell us about your inspiration and motivation for the song that you sang in the anime Little Busters Refrain.
Little Busters Refrain's ending theme.
This ending theme song was my first tie-in song, so it means a lot to me. Little Busters is a wonderful story, filled with emotions and feelings so precious in our daily lives. The ending theme song that I sing, The Things I Lost With You, may sound upbeat musically, but its lyrics have more heart-wrenching feel to them, and I sing with that emotion in mind. This is the one song I sing without exception at my live shows. It's like my business card. It's a very special song for me.
私にとって名刺代わりのような大事な一曲です。
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
Since my debut, I haven't really had the chance to write music myself. But when I do compose music, I hum my ideas and record it to voice memo. The same for writing lyrics. When I come up with a good phrase, I save it on my phone. At the end of last year, I self-produced an album called Bestie. On that album, there is a song called Believing that I both composed and wrote the lyrics for. For that song, I sent a recording of my humming to an arranger who put chords to it and made it into a song, into that wonderful song.
Would you ever consider touring in the United States?
If such an opportunity arises, I would love to sing in the U.S. I sang at an event called Chara Expo in Singapore once, and I remember being surprised. and quite moved by the audience's reaction, which was bigger than the ones in Japan. I went to the States when I was a vocational school student as a part of training abroad, going around different churches singing gospel. I remember I was so impressed that there was so much good food and many cute shops, and touched that I was able to experience American music firsthand. Currently, I am working on my second album, so once it's released, I hope you will listen to it.
Thank you very much, Ms. Kitazawa, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
So that was me, Ayaka Kitazawa. Thank you for this interview, and thank you all for your support.
Just took me 2 hours to find something new. How mysterious is this? It's something I read on the book. Now I have things that I have to clear in my mind. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me. It's for you. From is not the problem, yeah. Somewhere, somewhere in the West, I came from the East. There's no one between us, as long as we are here. We are all free, we are all free. Don't hesitate. Yeah. We all have blue sea and blue sky above our head. Just by east and have more stovepipes than here in west. Now I feel so strange, like you're living on a basketball. We're all on top of one ball and we're all connected. It's for me. It's for me. It's for me. It's for you. Where I'm from is not the problem, yeah. Somewhere, somewhere in the West, there's no one between us, as long as we are here. We are all free, we are all free. Don't hesitate. Every each of us was born to become something real special. So don't feel shy to become hero. Just fly away now. As long as we are here, we are all free, we are all free, so let's be free.
That was Doa with We Are All Free, right here on the J-Pop Exchange. Right now, here's Yoko Kanno with Tank, as heard in Cowboy Bebop.
I think it's time to blow this scene, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Here's another great piece of music from the Cowboy Bebop series entitled Rush. Now, the thing that's so interesting about J-pop music is that J-pop music can actually be traced back to jazz music. Jazz music becoming very popular during the Showa period in Japan. Showa period, by the way, was from around 1921, 1922 to around 1988.
Thank you. marching down the street. The broken bridge won't be repaired today. Do what you like, I don't mind. The fact is now, I need a place to stay.
View an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight just by heading on over to jpopexchange.net. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. Osamu Tezuka created the Astro Boy and Kimba the White Lion anime back in the 1960s. In fact, he is often referred to as the father of anime. Earlier tonight, we took a look back on the Astro Boy series. Right now, I'd like to share with you the history of the Kimba series, known in Japan as Jungle Emperor Leo. Some people feel that this series served as inspiration for The Lion King. When Kimba the White Lion aired in the U.S. in the 1960s, this is the opening that you would have heard.
Kimba, 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 Kimba.
Lives down in deepest, darkest Africa.
Africa.
Who's the one who brought the jungle fame? Who's the king of animals in Africa? Kimba the White Lion is his name. When we get in trouble and we're in a fight, who's the one who just won't turn and run? Who believes in doing good and doing right? Kimba the White Lion.
Next on the J-Pop Exchange, as part of our tribute to Kimba the White Lion and Osamu Tezuka, I would like to share with you the Japanese version of the opening. This version was composed by Isao Tomita. He would go on to become world-renowned for his synthesized versions of classical music. In fact, it might interest you to know that Isao Tomita's arrangement of Arabesque No. 1 was the main theme that you would hear in Jack Horkheimer's Stargazer. Right now, here's the Japanese opening to Kimba the White Lion, aka Jungle Emperor Leo.